To bolster their rejection of ID, Darwinists bring in psychological criteria as well. These include questions of personal religious motivation, the alleged religious implications of intelligent design, and Judge Overton's fourth criterion, tentativeness. First, Darwinists claim that ID theorists are motivated by religious commitments. But as a blanket statement, this is manifestly untrue. Otherwise, noted British atheist Anthony Flew would not have become convinced in 2004 that the evidence from nature points to design. On the other hand, many Darwinists are apparently motivated by a personal commitment to atheism. Richard Lewontin insists, "We cannot allow a divine foot in the door." Barbara Forrest opposes efforts to explain the world in supernatural terms. If personal religious motivations are used to test the scientific status of a hypothesis, Darwinism itself fails the test. Second, Darwinists complain that intelligent design is not scientific because it has religious implications. It is true that most, though not all, ID theorists believe that the designer of the cosmos and living things is the God of the Bible, but they also acknowledge that this belief goes beyond the evidence of design in nature. On the other hand, many Darwinists believe that their hypothesis excludes God. Tufts University philosopher Daniel C. Dennett calls Darwinism a universal acid that eats through just about every traditional concept, especially the concept of God. Richard Dawkins has famously written that Darwin made it possible to be an intellectually fulfilled atheist. Cornell University evolutionary biologist William B. Provine calls Darwinism the greatest engine of atheism ever invented, since it shows that no gods worth having exist. Obviously, for many people, Darwinism has implications for religious belief. So by this criterion, Darwinism is no more scientific than ID, unless science is arbitrarily equated with materialistic philosophy. Finally, some Darwinists claim that ID is not scientific because its advocates hold to it dogmatically rather than tentatively. As we have seen, though, many people hold to Darwinism dogmatically in the face of anomalous evidence from the fossil record, embryology, and molecular analyses. In any case, personal dogmatism is irrelevant to determining the empirical justification for a theory. As Loudon puts it, when several experiments turn out contrary to the predictions of a certain theory, we do not care whether the scientist who invented the theory is prepared to change his mind. In 1938, German physicist Carl F. von Weizsäcker gave a talk in which he referred to the relatively new idea of the Big Bang. Renowned physical chemist Walther Nernst, who was in the audience, became very angry. Weizsäcker later wrote, "He said the view that there might be an age of the universe was not science. At first I did not understand him.